At the moment, what we have, we've got a you save in your pension fund, and you can only get your pension fund money if one or two things happen. Either the idea is, of course, to save in your pension fund and to get this retirement money once you retire, and then you get a payment from your pension fund once you've retired, and that is your retirement money. Or you can get your pension fund money if you resign. And if you resign, then you get the money, you pay taxes on that, and if you take the money and spend it on a new car, then you have to start saving in a new pension from scratch again. So what? And the argument is that sometimes people are in financial difficulty, and people quite often resign because they simply want to get access to this money. And that's the idea behind this new system that we have. Allow people to get access to their money, but at the same time, prevent people from taking all their money. And that's the idea with a new two-pot system, which then means that in future, you will be allowed to get access to some of your money, but even if you retire, you can't get access to all of your money, because that money that remains in the second pot must be transferred to another pension fund so that you can have some money available for the day that you actually retire. And that is the basis of the so-called two-pot system, is your retirement money or your savings money will be paid into two pots. One pot will be accessible before you retire. The other pot will not be accessible until the day that you retire.
And that includes even if you resign from your job, the second pot.
Exactly. Exactly. So even if you resign from your job, then you are, that money must be used to be transferred to a new pension fund. And it's a good thing, because there are very few people that can actually afford it to retire in South Africa financially independent. And if many people that can't afford it to retire financially independent, then are depending on the state for a state pension, which is not that much. So I think there are two benefits. You can get access to some of your money before you retire, but a lot of this money will be reserved for the day that you actually do retire. So the second pot, the money that is earmarked for your actual retirement, you cannot get access to that until the day that you retire. But the first pot, you can decide on whether you want to use that or not. Of course, there are some limitations, and it also depends on the rules of the specific pension fund. Pension fund rules differ. But there are some limitations, like, for example, how much money you can withdraw, what the maximum, minimum amounts are, and so on. But my advice to people is, do not use this pot of money that is accessible to you. Rather leave it there to make sure that the day that you retire, you have enough money to retire on.
Now, is the first pot a set amount for everyone, or does it change in terms of how much you earn?
Okay, in future, you will have the opportunity to withdraw from this pot that is accessible to you on a frequent basis. And again, it depends on the rules of the pension funds, but typically, so once a year, you will get the opportunity to withdraw some money there. But there are some limitations. Some limitations are, like, for example, a minimum amount of money. And I think the minimum amount of money that you can withdraw is something like 2,000 rand, for example. Keep in mind, any money that you withdraw from this fund you will have to pay tax on that, and it can be quite a lot. So be careful. You're not going to get all your money. You're only going to get some of the cash after taxes have been paid. So there are limitations on how much you can withdraw, but there's also a maximum amount of money that you can withdraw. And the maximum amount of money is typically about 30,000 rand. You are not allowed to withdraw more than 30,000 rand. But again, it's far, far better not to withdraw anything, but rather leave it there for the day that you retire.
If you find yourself in a circumstance where you have to dig into it, and so you end up using the maximum amount, which let's say is about 30 grand,
yes,
how does that affect the entire retirement savings?
Yeah, there is something called interest or income over time, and it's sometimes called the eighth wonder of the world. If you put a little bit of money away and it earns interest, or it earns an income, and you put the income again or the interest back into the savings pot, and you keep on doing that for a number of years, then after a few years, that amount of money in your savings pot is a lot, lot more. The point I want to make is that even if you withdraw a relatively small amount of money that you have access to, it will have a huge impact over a couple of years, and your retirement money will be significantly less than than what you actually think. So don't think if you withdraw 2,000 Rand now, it will only have a 2,000 Rand impact in 10 or 20 years' time. It's probably going to have an impact of a couple of tens of thousands of Rands because of this, the effect of compound interest over time. Really, my advice to people is do not use this money. Remember, you're going to pay tax on that. And remember, one day that you're going to retire, it's not the 2,000 that you withdraw today that you will be, that you will have less on the day that you retire. It's going to be significantly more that you will have less because of a relatively small amount of money that you withdrawn today. There's a, the money accumulates over time, and the longer you leave money in a savings pot, the more it becomes, making it possible for you to retire one day comfortably.
If we don't use pot one, and obviously we don't have access to pot two, what happens? Do they combine the two at the end?
Yes, exactly. So actually, it's only one pot. It's a savings pot. But yes, if you don't use pot one, the money that you have access to, if you don't use that, that will form part of your normal pension fund, and that will be paid out to you the whole amount of money the once you retire. Not all at once, of course, every month, but that will put you in a position where you can retire much more comfortably because you've got some savings to fall back upon.